Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Welcome to Call to Decision tonight. It is 28 June 2023. I tell you what, I'm glad you're with us tonight. I hope you're going to enjoy the broadcast because we have a guest coming up in a minute. That we never is a brand new guest to our program, and I've enjoyed talking to him today on the phone. His name is Michael Lee Mason. I'll tell you about him in just a minute. Before I do that, don't forget that we are going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing. It starts at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. We'd love for you to join us. You can watch us live if you want to by going to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Click on live stream at 10:30 a.m. and there we will be. From 10:30 to 11 o'clock, we do, of course, prayer requests and praise reports. You can call in, share on the phone if you want to make a prayer request or give a praise report. That's what we have the phone number there for if you call in on. And you can watch it from 11:30, 12:30. You can watch in Christian Worldview News, Bible prophecy from the news, folks. From 1 to 2, I'm going to do a lesson. That's one of the most important lessons I've done in a long time, in my opinion, entitled America's Destiny. America's Destiny. Right out of Jeremiah 50, 51, Ezekiel 38, and Revelation. America's Destiny is written all through the book. So we hope you join us again. Go to PastorBush.com, click on live stream. You can watch us live. Or you can call on the phone, listen. If you dial 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013 to listen on the phone. And I love it when people call from, even from far away, France sometimes. It's such a blessing. And tomorrow being Thursday, it's going to be office day, hopefully, from 9 to 4 Eastern. We'll be here to take phone calls, answer questions, take orders if you'd like to talk to us or anything. Just let us know. Chris will be here helping out with that also. And tomorrow we'll be sending the Minuteman magazine to Texas to be put up on the Internet, printed and put up. And that, folks, if you don't receive the Minuteman magazine, it's always 50 to 60 pages long of hard copy material that you can show for proof of what you're saying. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's actually happening. That's why I put it out there. Totally free to you. Of course, you run everything on donations, basically, but this is free to you. If you want to receive the Minuteman magazine by email, you can call tomorrow and give us your email address, or you can just email me at Pastor Butch, PastorButch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com. And we'll send you out to July's, I cannot believe it's July already, but July's issue, the Minuteman magazine. All we ask you to do is if you like it, please forward it to all your contacts. We can reach tens of thousands of people if you'll just forward to your people, ask them to do the same thing. We'll send it to anybody who wants it. I mean, if your friends want to get it personally, we'll send it right to them if they'll just get a hold of us. But we want to get to all the people we can. Reach as many as you can, folks. We're losing our society. We're losing our culture. We're losing everything in this country. So tomorrow will be an office tomorrow to take your phone call, like I said, at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Looking forward to hearing from you. And our guest tonight, by the way, I'm looking at some of his bio right here. He's called the most hated man in America for championing America's right-wing culture war. And I guess the tickle they call it right-wing, left-wing. No, it's righteousness versus evil, period. He said in our society, of course, we know folks is in a fiery battle and debate over LGBTQ and whatever else they want to talk about and transgender and all the filth that goes along with that. We have the federal government's going to make a hero out of Harvey Milk, which was an open sodomite, an open pervert. But Michael also is a founder of the freefiltering.org, freefiltering.org, a service that provides free internet filtering for home Wi-Fi based on traditional Christian values. The service proudly blocks pride, porn, and pro-abortion websites, which, in other words, is pro-murder websites, in order to protect kids from being groomed into a life of sin. So, that's, folks, that's something to remember. Freefiltering.org, freefiltering.org, a free service to help keep your children from being slammed in the face with all the sodomite, lesbian trash and porn and pro-murder sites, websites trying to lure the children into their lifestyle. Folks, let me say this and get to our guest. Homosexuals, lesbians, transgenders cannot reproduce, so they have to recruit. They're coming for your children. They have been for years. We were told that back in 1989, I believe it was, whenever they come out with the so-called gay manifesto, they would get our children, and they've done it. They've done it. So anyway, let's go any further ado. Let's go to our guest, Mr. Michael Lee Mason. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on tonight, Pastor Butch.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I appreciate you. I appreciate your courage. I appreciate your stand. You know, sometimes I know how you feel. You sometimes feel like you're all alone and you get very frustrated. I know I've been there for many years, but I want you to know that you're not alone, and maybe we don't get to meet each other face to face. But I'm here with you and for you every night on the radio trying to do the same thing you're doing, to get people's eyes open to the truth and try by the grace of God, by his strength and power, to maybe reach a few souls for Christ, but also maybe help slow down this cancer of absolute immorality that's taking new root in the country from the White House right on down and from local schools right on up to the White House. It's permeated the whole society, hasn't it?
It has. It's really amazing. Who would have thought of 100 years ago, our grandparents and great-grandparents, if someone would have told them, hey, someday the highest courts in the land will pass down decisions that say a man can marry a man. You know, our grandparents, great-grandparents would have said, no way, not in America. This is one nation under God. But unfortunately, that's where we are. And even Christ himself said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find any faith on earth?
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
As we approach the second coming of Christ, we're promised that things will wax worse and worse, and I pray that I'll have the spiritual courage and the backbone to endure to the end, because it's going to get a lot more difficult to stand for Christ, for holiness and righteousness.
I totally agree. You know, I've been on radio. I started radio back in March 1993. That's been a long time ago. And I read an article about 1995 on a local radio station, 50,000-watt FM station, big station. On the gay, so-called gay manifesto I read, it was written back in 1987. I read what the goals were. And people that listened to the program got so angry at me. And it says that they even threatened to burn the radio station down. I mean, this is because I read the goal that I didn't write. Well, this can't happen in America. It won't happen here. We will out. Really? Well, where were you, my friend, whenever all this took place? I thought you wouldn't go loud. How come I'm here by myself on the radio, so to speak? Where are you? Why aren't you supporting this? But this is what we're saying, that people got mad at me for telling what was coming, just like they did the prophets in the Old Testament. Jeremiah and all of them was told, and they were put in sewers and whipped, you know, and because people did not want to believe what was coming up on their land. America is no different. It's the same thing, isn't it?
Well, you know, we're in a place of spiritual apathy, right? When St. Paul lists the type of people that will not inherit the kingdom of heaven, He not only lists fornicators, the effeminate, homosexuals, he also lists the greedy, right? So when you get so apathetic that you care more about your comfortable life in middle America, not getting fired from your job for standing up for truth and righteousness, you're really one of the greedy ones who cares more about your comfortable life. And when your companies start passing down policies that say, hey, you got to comply with this, you got to agree with this, in fact, you've got to praise this behavior, you have to choose between God and mammon, right? You got to choose between
That's true. Or being
homeless. You got to choose, okay, Christ said if I seek his kingdom first, that all these things will be added to me. Now, what did he say? The basics, some food and clothing. We weren't promised a home, right? St. Paul spent most of his life in prison for preaching the gospel. The Son of Man has no place to lay his head. The foxes have holes. The birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. So what has happened, I think, is the average American Christian has become so lax, so comfortable in their air-conditioned homes with their nice middle-income American lifestyle that they'd rather have that. They'd rather be accepted and liked by the world, whereas Christ told us, hey, they hated me first. They're going to hate you. They're going to bring you before kings, before rulers. You're going to be persecuted. Your own family is going to turn on you if you stand for holiness and righteousness. And I don't think the average American, especially the average American who considers himself a Christian, knows how close we are to sawing our prophets in two. I posted a short 9-minute sermon from a pastor in Texas who simply said, this was only a 9-minute excerpt from a 45-minute sermon a couple Sundays ago, where he simply said, can you believe we're at the point in our society where we're proud of our sin? Can you believe it? We're proud of our sin. We have a whole month dedicated to being proud of our sin. The pride movement is demonic. I posted that little 9-minute video on our Facebook page at Free Filtering, and I was flabbergasted that Facebook took some of my money to boost that post. I thought for sure it wouldn't. There must have been an angel holding back the moderator or reviewer who reviewed that ad because they let me spend some money to promote it. You wouldn't believe the comments. There were people calling for this pastor to be charged with a hate crime, for his church to lose their tax-exempt status. I got messages saying his tongue should be cut out. I just got a message before I arrived at church tonight telling me that that they used an expletive, you know, for me and said they hoped my kids and me would rot in hell because gay kids are killing themselves because of people like me. Nothing could be further from the truth. We don't hate homosexuals. We don't hate anyone. God does not hate anyone. God says he does not desire the death of a sinner. The people that really hate homosexuals, the people that really hate sinners, are the ones that applaud their sin and send them right on down the broad path that leads to destruction, right? But those of us who love them, we're actually the ones who are persecuted. We're accused of being intolerant. And yet, when we speak the truth, the other side really shows their intolerance.
Well, you know, this is, people don't understand that, you know, the Lord God said he's angry at sinners every day.
And he
said there's seven things he hates. And listen, in Proverbs, we know what they are. All these things we're seeing, and it's not just what we call the outright sinners doing it. It's the ones who call themselves Christians. They set up in their own lives, their own hearts, idols. Like you said, their idols might be their home, their job, their families. They have idols. Christ is not number one in their life. And Christ, if I'm not number one, you're not worthy of me. If you won't deny your family, your job, your friends, whatever, for my sake, you're not worthy of me. But when you think, well, when I preach, we don't do that. We never deny him. Every time we back down against sin, every time we compromise with sin, every time we call evil good and good or good evil, we've denied him before men. And believe me, he told us in Matthew chapter 10, that he would deny us before his father if he did that. So this is serious, brother. It really is, Michael. If he'll deny us before his father, we don't make it in the glory, do we?
We don't. It's very serious. When you actually spend a little bit of time, you don't even have to spend a lot of time, but if you'll spend a little bit of time every day, which I've tried to do over the past decade, just meditating on God's word. Many times over the past decade, I didn't have time to sit down and read the Bible, but at least I put in a headphone and listen to God's word for a little bit every day, and you really start to let the words of Christ sink down into your heart, some of them are very terrifying. He says, right, if you love mother or father or brother or wife or children more than me, you're not worthy of me. So I really had to start examining my heart and saying, well, Lord, do I really love you? Here's what happened. So about 2.5 years ago, I had spent many hours, maybe a couple months, researching the best way to filter the internet for my kids. They're homeschooled. They spent a lot of time on the internet, using the internet for various parts of their homeschool. And I thought, I've got to put some protections in place on my home internet. And I discovered that one of the best ways to do that is by changing out your internet phone book. Most people don't know that you need a phone book to use the internet. Just like back in the day, they delivered that big, thick book onto your doorstep so you could look up Harry Smith's phone number because you couldn't remember it. Well, that's how the internet works. Anytime you go to a website, Amazon.com, eBay.com, your browser on your computer or on your smartphone has to go out to a server that sits out there on the internet. And that server's job, that computer's job that sits out there on the internet, is to be nothing more than a phone book for the internet. So if you type in Amazon.com, your Wi-Fi router or your phone goes out to this computer on the network out there, and it says, where does Amazon.com live? And that server that's functioning like an internet phone book responds back with a long string of numbers called an IP address. It's essentially the phone number for the computer where Amazon.com is hosted. None of us would be able to remember those long string of numbers. In fact, when they invented the internet, whenever it was, 30, 40, 50 years ago, they came out with a naming protocol called IP4. And this is usually like 3 digits divided by a decimal with another couple digits. It might end up being in 12 or 15 digits total. Well, they didn't expect the internet to take off and become as popular as it is. So they eventually ran out of combinations. Just like back in the day, they would run out of phone numbers and they'd have to add an area code in a state to come up with some more phone numbers. They had to do that with the internet to where now these IP addresses are a long string of letters and numbers that sometimes, you know, could be 30 or 40 characters. So there's no way we could remember that Amazon.com lives at this 45 or 60-digit combination of letters and numbers. So the internet phone book, by default, if you're paying for internet service from your local internet company or if you're paying for cell phone service through your cell provider, by default, you are using that company's internet phone book. And if we had any sense of righteousness or holiness about us in our country, we would not allow sewage to flow through our water pipes, right? We would say, that's insane.
That's right.
Why would you let sewage go through your water pipes? You've got to drink that. Yet we do the same thing with our internet, and it's because Satan controls these nonprofit organizations like the ACLU who sue us and say, hey, that's a violation of free speech. You know, we overturned all of our indecency laws back in the days of Hugh Hefner when he started distributing pornography through the mail. You had all these nonprofit organizations suing and getting courts to pass down decisions that say, hey, it's okay to send out sewage through our mail system over our telephone lines. It's okay. No problem. Everybody ought to have a right to free speech, okay? So everybody has to use an internet phone book. So I had set up these filters from another a company a couple years ago, and they were doing a pretty good job of blocking pornographic websites. Well, I'm the son of a Baptist preacher, and I had some experiences in my own extended family where I was shocked to see how some young people who were very near and dear to me had been influenced by this evil LGBTQ propaganda, and that's what it is. It's a global campaign that is well-financed. It's well-organized. You can take a trip to any major city in the United States right now. You can go to Western Europe, to France, or to England, and you're going to find pride flags flying in every Western country. We used to be the biggest exporter of missionaries in the United States. Now our biggest export is sin. We export homosexuality, and we tell other countries, hey, we're not going to feed you or give you help buying food or building up your infrastructure unless you accept our contraception, our ideas of sexuality, abortion on demand. We make people accept sinful stuff from us just to get help from our country, which is sad today. But anyway, what happened with me, I had some shocking experiences where I saw how young people who are near and dear to me had been affected by this terrible propaganda. So I came home, and I said, I wonder if the internet filters I installed are blocking this nonsense, this evil propaganda that is preying on children. What I discovered is even though the filters from this other company were doing a pretty good job of blocking pornography, they would not take a stand. They would not block things like Planned Parenthood, where you could go pull up the sexpert section and find an article on how to supposedly safely engage in a very risky, immoral sexual behavior. They would not block websites like Advocate.com, the number one LGBTQ news website, where you go and you see drag queens doing shows in front of little children, pictures splashed all over the front page. You see half-naked men embracing each other. You see companies like saying, hey, come stay at our hotel. We've got a special ad campaign just for you. But the sad thing is that 50% of the ads on that website on advocate.com are from big pharma companies saying, hey, you keep being you. You take this easy little pill every day so you don't die of HIV. Here, take this HIV PrEP drug, and you keep being you. And this is what the federal government is promoting to our own kids. So I went looking. I said, there's got to be some company out there that's going to filter this stuff. Surely there's somebody out there willing to say, we're going to block this LGBTQ stuff. I couldn't find a single company, nobody willing to say up front that they did it. And I said, well, Lord, do you want me to do that? I said, I don't really want to. I don't want to be out there in public talking about porn. I'm a great sinner myself. I've struggled with sexual sin in my past. I'm not perfect. I'm no saint. Do I have to go talk about this in public? People think I'm a homophobe, right? But I told the Lord, Lord, if you want me to, I'll be obedient. I feel like it would bring you glory to provide a service like this to the public. And so I started it 2 years ago during Pride Month, and almost immediately I was attacked. Some of the LGBTQ media went out and got a nice family photo from a decade ago when my kids were real young, wrote nasty articles about me that went viral. So it's been a journey. 2 years later, I've made almost nothing from this. We do provide some paid services if people want us to set up their Wi-Fi router for them instead of doing it on their own. They can pay us to do that remotely. If they want to filter mobile devices when they're away from home, they can pay a monthly fee to become a premium member to filter mobile devices away from home and get some extra bells and whistles. But you know, I've just committed to serving Christ publicly, no matter the cost. And like you, Pastor Butch, sometimes I just want to go, you know, was it Elijah that got depressed? He had this major victory against the prophets of Baal, right? Yeah. He's on the mountaintop. He's out there saying, my God is better than your God. Hey, maybe your God's out, you know, using the bathroom because you can't bring any fire down from heaven. So he had this major victory, and then next thing you know, he's off depressed under a tree somewhere. Or Jonah, who said, I don't want those wicked people to repent. That's me. I mean, I don't want to be talking about this with you right now, but I feel compelled out of my love for God and my love for my fellow man to say, you know, I'll go talk about this in public, even if I'm made fun of. Maybe I can reach that one person caught up in that homosexual culture and share the gospel with them. Maybe they'll be in God's kingdom for eternity because I was willing to go out there and speak the truth. Anyway, that's kind of my story. That's how I started 2 years ago. It's been extremely hard to get the word out to people. I can't run ads on Facebook or Google. I can't say what I do up front or they won't run the ads.
Isn't that a sign of a totally corrupt society where you can't even speak righteousness? You cannot speak your mind on what morality is? I mean, how corrupt is a society that will not even condone you speaking the truth?
Well, listen to this. About 2.5 weeks ago, I decided, all right, Lord, I did it 2 years ago. I went public and did this, you know, and literally my entire life fell apart 6 months after launching this service. I hung in there. By God's grace, the thing stayed alive. But I recommitted this past June. Okay, Lord, here we are at Pride Month. It's the month when we say there is no creator. There is no God who can tell me that I'm male or female. He can't dictate to me what is right or wrong. I'm my own God. I can say what I am. If I'm a giraffe, I'm a pink giraffe. If I'm a kitty cat, I'm a kitty cat. Don't anybody tell me what I can or cannot do. That's essentially what this is all about, right? Romans chapter 1. They denied God. They denied his obvious creation all around them, right? They turned inanimate things into gods. Today, we're too smart for that in most parts of the world, right? We don't worship trees or rocks anymore, but now we're the God, right? We've made ourselves
well,
God.
I'll say one thing here.
Yeah.
We don't directly worship trees or rocks, but the Green Movement does. They worship Mother Gaia every day. But anyway, go ahead.
Indeed. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of people that they think the biggest problem facing the world today is Mother Earth can't handle. Mother Earth can't handle all these people, so we got to kill all the little babies because God's not big enough to to handle the population going from 7 billion to 14 billion.
Or give them a COVID jab so we kill off more of the COVID jab. You keep right on going, yes. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, I recommitted this past June to trying to get the word out again. I paid roughly $2,000 to send out a simple press release over one of the major news wire services. And the headline said something like, Christian tech company seeks parents' help fighting back against LGBTQ grooming. I thought for sure that Satan's minions would pick up on that and say, oh, let's go make fun of this guy. Well, the press service wouldn't even send, they gave me my money back. They said, we won't send this out, right? So in a land where we supposedly have freedom of religion and freedom of the press, you know, the same people that would cry, you know, well, you know, you need to be able to distribute pornography over the telecom wires. That's freedom of speech. Those same people, when they're in control of the newswire services, won't even send out a press release with a somewhat religious message that contradicts their religion, right? Because Satan is in control of the mass media for the most part. So I couldn't even send out a press wire. I tried, after that news service, I tried Warren Buffett's company. He's got a business wire where you can send out businesses. I tried Business Wire. Sent the press release to them. Nope, we're not going to send that out. Well, of course you're not going to send it out because Warren Buffett's one of the biggest donors to Planned Parenthood. Maurice Snopes, he thinks the number one problem facing the world today is overpopulation, so he's doing everything he can to pass out contraception like candy, especially in Africa. He doesn't want those people reproducing. He's doing everything he can to have little babies murdered because he thinks one of the top two threats to humanity is overpopulation. And on TV, he appears to be such a sweet little old man just handing out basic financial advice. You know, just live below your means, and you'll end up being successful like me. And in so many ways, I respect him. But I say, Lord, you're 95 years old. You're about to step out into eternity and meet your Maker. And I pray, Lord, please, is it possible for him to come to his senses, to repent before it's too late?
Well, by that time, a reprobate. We know that. That's the sad part. Folks, don't go away.
Yep.
A lot more talk about phone call next half hour. If you want to call and talk to us, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
Alrighty, folks, we are back here, and now we're talking, as I just said, to Michael Lee Mason. And before we go any further, I'll say that if I happen to cough in your ear, don't understand, it's just I haven't got a cold or anything. We're getting quite a bit of smoke from the Canadian fire. It's come as far south as down here in southern West Virginia. We're getting quite a bit of hope. It looks hazy everywhere. And up in Detroit and places, in Chicago, they had the worst smog in the world right now. But it's clear down here in the mountains of West Virginia. And so if you hear me coughing, it's not because I'm sick or anything. I just got that smoke. Although the AC's running in the house, we still got that smoke coming through. Nonetheless, again, we're talking to a man named Michael Lee Mason, who's developed something, folks. I thank every family. If you have children, please check out this free service he offers, folks. Now, you can go from there, but you need to check it out and find out what's going on and what he offers to help you protect your family. With just go to freefiltering, F-R-E-E, filtering.org, freefiltering.org. Check it out. Please do that, because we're seeing this. I would never dream, even 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, now we get this bad. Although I knew it was coming, I told people this was coming, but I didn't know if I would live to see it or not. Our nation is absolutely damned and doomed. You know, this different topic, Michael, as far as what we're discussing, but this goes along with it. Our cities are becoming cesspools, literally to the point that people that I've talked to that have visited New York City say it stinks. It actually physically stinks. I mean,
I was in New York City last week filming an interview for a show on Newsmax. I got onto the subway, even the subway, every single ad, you know, these companies go in and they'll put these ads inside the subway cars. They were all from a company, I think it's Cupid.com, an online dating service. Virtually every one of them had, you know, in one subway car, there'd be like five or six different panels.
Wow.
Five of them had, you know, a girl lying with a girl, a man lying with a man. This was on the subway. You get off the subway, they had digital displays saying, "Welcome to New York City, celebrating Pride 2023. Big rainbow lit up all over the city. You couldn't go anywhere. Even me on supposedly one of the most conservative news networks in the country, Newsmax. And the host says, you know, "Hey, we're cool with Pride. You know, yay Pride. But what's with the transgender targeting of kids? You know, what's with these companies going after our kids? Leave our kids alone." And I tried to explain to them, "Hey, they're not going to leave your kids alone, because the same evil elite people under the control of Satan who have been funding your Pride movement for the last three or four decades, normalizing homosexuality, this is just the next phase of their game plan to convince people there is no creator."
They've always, from the beginning, homosexuality and sexual perversion, from the beginning, it's all about getting your children, because they cannot reproduce. They have to recruit your children. It's all about getting the children. I'm not saying they're all pedophile, but they all have pedophile tendencies. I wouldn't trust one with my cat, much less my child. But this is what we see in America today.
Yeah. Here's something I've learned just in the last week. I had to kind of educate myself a little bit. I've read some of the studies. The majority of people, the majority of adults who identify as LGBTQ, the majority of them were molested by children, not always by a person of the same sex. Sometimes it was, heterosexual sexual abuse. But over half of adults who identify that way have been sexually molested as children. So these people have been extremely hurt. They're extremely wounded. I grew up in a family with a wonderful father who was protective of me and my sisters, right? But a lot of these people were born into broken families. The majority of sexual abuse happens at the hands of mom's new lover, right? Her new boyfriend, your stepdad. The majority of sexual abuse happens from that situation. So what did Satan do first? Well, he went after the traditional family. He got, believe it or not, Ronald Reagan, who's held up as one of the best presidents we've had in the last 30 or 40 years. Ronald Reagan was the first one to sign into law no-fault divorce in California.
Yes.
The courts instantly clogged up. The caseloads in the civil courts went through the roof, okay? People walking out on their spouses for their convenience, for their comfort, for their pleasures, to go be happy, right? What happened? Well, that spread to most of the other 50 states, where one party can end a marriage with no fault. They don't have to prove that the other person's tried to murder them, committed adultery, has disappeared for 5 years, is a habitual drunk or drug addict. They don't have to prove any fault. One person can walk out, right? So what happens? You get a whole generation of kids in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. 25% of kids today have no father figure in the home, not even
dad,
not even
stepdad. That's true.
Okay, so what happens? They're vulnerable to sexual abuse. They're sexually abused. They're taken advantage of because they got no dad protecting them. Okay, tell me that's not going to confuse you. Harvey Milk, speaking of Harvey Milk, you mentioned him earlier, right? Our federal government is holding him out as some kind of civil rights hero. Every culture has got to have superheroes. The word culture comes from the word cultus. That's what do we worship. In the early church, they developed this thing, you know, where they would honor those people who had been martyred. They would go hold church services at the martyrs' graves. Hey, here's where Peter was buried, you know, after he was crucified upside down. We're going to honor. So they had this veneration or honor that they showed to these people who gave it all for Christ. Well, every society worships something. We have a culture, so we need superheroes, right? We need our saints. So the federal government holds out Harvey Milk today. They push him in the public schools. They push him in the military. The Department of Defense is sending out memorandums to all the public affairs offices throughout the military world and saying, "Hey, put out these posters, put out this memorandum about how great Harvey Milk was." All right. The man lived with a 16-year-old kid who told Harvey Milk. Actually, this 16-year-old kid first moved in with the producer of the Jesus Christ Superstar musical, right, and has a sexual relationship with the director of that musical, and then he meets Harvey Milk, and he thinks Harvey Milk's a lot more handsome. This young 16-year-old man had probably been sexually abused as a kid, and he told these grown men, I came to New York City to, and I don't even want to say it on air, but this 16-year-old kid said, I came here to do this bad thing with other men. Well, let's examine the story of Harvey Milk, okay? Harvey Milk, at the age of 14, I've got a 14-year-old son. Harvey Milk's mama made the bad decision to send him to the New York Metropolitan Opera at the age of 14, all right? He loved opera, right? Opera's beautiful. Harvey Milk would stand in front of the stereo, listen to the New York Metropolitan Opera, act like he was conducting the orchestra. He said, Mom, let me go hear the opera in person. And she sat him down and she said, Harvey, I'm willing to let you go to the opera, but you know we can't afford the real seat, so you'd have to be in the standing only section. That's the cheap seat. And she said, there's these men that they do things to little boys. You got to be careful, okay? Well, I don't know where Harvey Milk's daddy was, but if I had been Harvey Milk's daddy and I knew what went on in the standing room only section at the New York Metropolitan Opera, I would not have let my son go there. A lot of times mothers give in because they want to make their kids happy. Oh, he loves the opera. I'll let him go to the opera. Right? A daddy would have said, nah. You know, I don't know where his dad was, but if his dad had known what was going on, if his dad had been a good daddy, he would have said, nah, he ain't going there. They used to joke. And this was in like the 1950s even in New York City. They used to joke at the end of the opera show, you don't know which is louder, the sound of the applause or the sound of all the zippers zipping up in the standing section. All right, this was the joke. So Harvey Milk, at the age of 14, because his mother made an imprudent decision to send him there, was molested by older men, right? 50% of homosexuals who are molested by a member of the same sex as a child report that, actually, it may be higher than 50%, but they report that it's pleasurable, right? God made sex pleasurable. So if you send fatherless kids into vulnerable situations where adults abuse them, it's going to mess with their mind, mess with their spirit for the rest of their life.
Of course.
This is a story. The homosexual community, I feel a lot of compassion with them. I took my homosexual hairdresser at Newsmax out to lunch when I was in New York City just to say, hey, I'm not a homophobe. If anything, I love homosexuals more than anybody who was in that room, even though I was the one being accused of being a homophobe. I love you, man. Tell me your story. And he had a sad story. No daddy that cared about him, right? He's been misused and abused his entire life. And I try to tell him, look, that's not who you are. Any more than I am because I struggle with being an adulterer in my heart. That's not who I am, right? I have to deny myself every day and pick up my cross and follow Christ because true life in Christ is a life of joy. It's a life of struggle, though. I'm going to struggle with my sin nature probably the rest of my life, but let me tell you how great it is. You know, that's not who you are. You've been deceived. You weren't born this way. You've been mistreated, abused, neglected your whole life. You know, you've been rejected your whole life.
And by the way, how'd that turn out?
Well, you know, it was an interesting conversation. He told me, he said, you know, I know Jesus loves me. Jesus approves of me. Jesus never mentioned homosexuality. And he named off a lot of the lies, but I tried to speak the truth to him in love. And, you know, Pastor Butch, this month I've spent almost $10,000 trying to get on radio and TV, trying to get the word out. So far, it's been a total flop. I haven't had a huge influx of people come to my website. I called my dad up. You know, my dad's 75 years old. He was a bivocational Baptist pastor. He worked 40 or 50 hours in a furniture factory and pastored small churches. And I told him, I said, Dad, it looks like I've flushed $10,000 down the toilet. You know, it doesn't look like anything's going to go viral. Doesn't look like I'm going to have 100,000 people show up at the website and sign up. It looks like I've just lost $10,000 this month, just trying to be obedient to God and do something for his glory. My dad said, son, he said, you don't know that. He said, if you get to heaven and there's even one person there that you interacted with on that trip to New York, you never know. Something you said might have affected just one person. And that might have gotten them off the broad path to destruction and put them on that narrow path that leads to eternal life.
Amen.
If you find that out in eternity, $10,000 is nothing for a soul. Hey,
if I had
$1 trillion and it cost me $10,000 per soul, I want to spend it.
Amen.
And I will mention this real quick, Pastor Butch. Tonight on One American News at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, actually in 15 minutes, I think they're going to air a little interview I recorded with him earlier. 10 years ago, I made a vow to God. I had another business. I said, Lord, I want to donate 100% of the profits from this business to taking care of orphans. You said pure and undefiled religion before God our Father is to care for orphans and widows in their distress. So 10 years ago, I started a business, and I said, Lord, I'm going to donate all the profits from this business to taking care of orphans and widows because that would please you. Well, I've had a decade of business failures. I've never amounted to much of anything when it comes to business. But as I thought about that, I was like, Lord, I made that promise to you 10 years ago. That business failed. This one seems to be hanging on. You know, I'm barely covering my monthly costs. I haven't really made anything in 2 years. It's not really making me a living. I said, but Lord, I think that would bring you honor and glory. So tonight on One American News, I announced publicly, you know, on their network, that 100% of the profits from this little company, freefiltering.org, we do make profits. We're a for-profit business. But I announced that 100% of our profits will go to pro-family causes. I will have Amen. A capped salary. I'll never earn more than a certain amount. I got to go back and look at the document I created a decade ago. I think I said, hey, I can't make any more than this per year, adjusted for inflation. I'm just going to use the same thing I made up 10 years ago. And by God's grace, if God inspires his people to come use our products and services and pay for them, we do offer some paid services. Like I said, people can pay us to set these filters up for them remotely over a video conference. They can become a monthly member to filter mobile devices away from home, to be able to customize the filters on individual devices for individual kids. And I committed tonight publicly to say, I'm going to cap my salary and trust that God, if he wants me to make a living from this, will maybe help me max that out. But after that, all the profits from this are going to go to crisis pregnancy centers to save little All babies' right, lives. It's going to go to conversion therapy.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Freefiltering.org. Freefiltering.org. Yeah. Let's take a quick phone call for another time. Let's go to BK right here in West Virginia. BK, come on in.
Howdy, preacher.
Yes, sir.
Howdy, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, BK?
I'm doing good. I'm doing all right. These schools in West Virginia, they want to put In God We Trust back into schools. I have a question. Does that go above or below the rainbow homosexual flag?
In which God do we trust?
Amen. Okay.
Anybody who knows the Bible knows that's blasphemy. These U.S. ships named after fags like that Harvey Milk, they ain't going to last. And, preacher, I was up in Summersville, and I saw a car with a Black Lives Matter sticker on it and a coexist sticker. All religions are one. And on the back of it, it had the Soviet flag in rainbow colors.
Wow. Well, no matter where you go, BK, you're not going to escape this now. It's everywhere. It's spreading more every day. I know a few years ago I went up to, I wanted to go to Gettysburg. I wanted to go up to see the Civil War battle site. Flying queer flags everywhere. Everywhere. I was disgusted beyond means. And all they talked about apparently was the wars fought over slavery, which we know is a lie. But nonetheless, that's America today. And as Mike was just talking about the children being taken in, they start now in public schools. I mean, they got them in kindergarten now and beyond, teaching about your different ways you have different. You can change your sex. You can become what you want to from first grade on up. The children in America today, Mike, have very little chance of making it through this without being hooked into this perverted lifestyle. BK, anything else you want to say?
Well, I just want to say, in West Virginia University, all the current and future athletics coaching staff will be required to undergo training that will be developed by the university's LGBTQ plus center to address all aspects of inequality, including homophobia, transphobia, and sexism. Coaches will be required to meet with queer leaders from all across this state.
That's America. And West Virginia percentage wise has increased in a more favorable way towards against homosexuality in any state in the country. Percentage wise, we've increased more than the rest of them. That's our state.
May I say one more thing?
Of course.
Well, I wanted to say, you remember back during the Obama era when Alex Jones reported that the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and the U.S. government had created ISIL? You remember that, Butch?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, on May 30th, Uganda enacted harsh anti-LGBTQ law, including the death penalty. And praise God for that. On June the 16th, U.S. imposes visa restrictions on Uganda officials after anti-LGBTQ law is passed. Now, here you go.
Yes.
On June 17th, the next day, Ugandan authorities recovered the bodies of 41 people, including 38 students, who were burned, shot, or hacked to death with machetes. Ugandan authorities blame the Allied Democrat Forces, a group from the Congo, who have ties to ISIL and ISIS. Now, you don't think our Harvey milk-loving government had anything to do with that, do y'all?
No,
I mean, that's just a coincidence.
No, that's just coincidence. That wouldn't happen. No.
No
more than Target stores being threatened to be bombed by the homosexuals. They're threatened to bomb Target because took away a lot of their clothing. And that's, folks, this is a fact. These people are violent. They hate us. They hate themselves. They can't love us. They hate themselves. That's true.
Well, that wouldn't have anything to do with cocaine import agency, would it?
You never know about that. Good call, BK.
The
good
CIA.
Choice. Nice call, man. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Got a good call. Oh, that's powerful. Anything that you want to add to that, Mike?
Well, I would just say, you know, our Constitution in the United States says that the government shall make no law, something respecting the establishment of any religion, right? We're not supposed to have an established state religion. I would argue that we do today, right? We have
a
moral code enforced from the highest levels. If you don't comply, you will soon face repercussions if you don't comply with our state religion. And those who really want to follow Christ need to steel themselves, to gird up their loins and get ready. If they're going to speak truth in love to others, there's persecution coming. I see it every day in our Facebook group, people sending messages in to us. I just posted a video on our Facebook page. If people go to Facebook and look up freefiltering.org, they can see a video I just posted from this past weekend in New York City. A brave woman stood up during a drag event, some kind of drag pride event, and she just held up a sign that said, respect women's rights. Stop calling us birthing people. Stop calling us cis women. Call us mother, girl, woman. And you should have seen the mob that surrounded her, all waving pride flags. Somebody smacked her in the head with a glass. Someone snatched her sign. And all she said the whole time was, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Now, she did let out one profanity. But she was there trying to just say, hey, there's such a thing as a woman. And they wouldn't tolerate it, right? They want tolerance, but they're the most intolerant crowd around. So it's really sad.
Boy, they're full of hate. They're literally full of hate. And I know people understand this, but they don't love themselves even. They disrespect themselves, and that's why they hate themselves. But you know, and one thing somebody asked me the other day: how come when somebody wants to change sexes? Why do they only change to one or two sexes? If it's more than two sexes, why don't they become something besides a man or a woman?
Right. If it's not binary, then how can you switch to the other one?
That's exactly right. My goodness. So this has been, folks, got time. Quick, another quick call if you hurry. 844-769-2944. Again, I urge you, please, especially if you have children in the house, go to freefiltering.org. Freefiltering.org. You heard him say, no one has to let him on the radio, on the news outlets, basically. He's on here tonight because I believe what he's trying to do. I really believe what he's trying to do. The man's got some courage. He's willing to stand up, and it's costing him financially. And I'm sure that's put a lot of strain in a lot of different ways on his family because they're trying to keep their head above water financially. Check out freefiltering.org and see what you can do to get your family protected from all this filth that flows through everything. You know, brother, and it's really sad. If you walk into some stores now, and that's been this way a long time, so getting worse. on the magazine rack, you see all kinds of filth. Right there in the checkout aisle, grocery store, it's everywhere. Porn is everywhere now. It's everywhere. Yep. Maybe it's called soft porn, but it's still porn.
Yeah. Very often over the past 4 or 5 years, I found myself waiting to check out at a store and seeing the magazines, and I just go grab one and turn it around and hoping that what's on the backside is better than what's on the front side. Pastor Butch, I'll say if people go to freefiltering.org, all they have to do is click the green button that says Get Started. They fill out a simple form to register for a free account on the website, and the very next screen, they're going to have access to our calendar. They can book a time with us for a free consultation. We'll give them 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and we'll basically analyze their situation. Hey, how many kids do you have in your family? What kind of electronic devices do you have? Who's your internet service provider? Sometimes some of the bigger internet service providers like Xfinity from Comcast or AT&T, it's not possible to make the change on their equipment. So we like to offer everybody a free consultation, absolutely no charge. And we just get on a video conference with them, and we point them in the right direction. Hey, if you want to set this up yourself, we think it's possible. Here's a self-help guide on how to do it. If you want us to do it, it's $99. If that's a problem for your family and you can't afford $99, you can choose to pay $69, $39, or nothing at all. We'll even set it up for you at no cost, and I hope to do that as long as God makes it possible at some point. I'm hoping the flood of the faithful remnant come to use our service, and I'll be so full, my calendar will be so full, that I'll have to go hire people. So I don't know if I'll be able to, give away the setups forever. But for right now, we'll even set it up for people for free if they can't afford to pay. But if there's anybody out there who feels generous, they feel like God's blessed them financially, who'd like to help us with our finances, like I said, We've paid a lot of money this month trying to create some buzz, and the enemy won't even pick up the story. 2 years ago, Satan's reporters wrote nasty articles about me that went viral, and to this day, faithful Christian parents find those articles making fun of me, and they say, I got to go find this guy. So Satan's not an idiot. He's not omniscient, but I think he learned his lesson 2 years ago, because this time around, I couldn't get anybody to make fun of me. I couldn't get any big liberal media to put me on and make fun of me, because I think the demons learned their lesson that doesn't help them.
So. All right, folks, again, that's freefiltering.org, freefiltering.org. And thank you, Mike, for joining me tonight. This has been a blast. I'm going to keep your number on hand if you don't care.
I don't care at all. Thank you, Pastor Butch, for having me on tonight.
And if I help you in any way, you got my email address, you got my contact information, give me a call, give me an email, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you, sir.
God bless, my friend. And, folks, we love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you in Bible study this weekend. I hope you'll join us. I mean that. All I can do is, folks, is offer the chance for you to join us and share with us, because we want to grow together and serve Christ together. God bless you. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.